WTVI will now be WTVI PBS Charlotte. That's because the station will be carrying more PBS programming, like new Masterpiece shows, including Downton Abbey and Sherlock. And it won't have to air PBS programs on a delay like it did before. CPCC's Jeff Lawrence says that's what's popular with Charlotte viewers.
Going on what our viewers told us they wanted to see, which was more PBS programming on the station, plus more local programming, we think that we're able to combine both very well with this approach.
So in some ways, WTVI will be harder to distinguish from UNC-TV and SCE-TV, the other two PBS stations in the Charlotte market. But Lawrence says that local programming is what makes it different. The new schedule will feature six local programs Thursday nights and will include a local reporters' roundtable called Off the Record as part of its news programming on Friday nights, hosted by General Manager David Rue. But the programming changes come with a cost. The station will have to pay PBS an additional $200,000 to become a full member. Kathy Drum is CPCC's Executive Vice President. She says the station will continue to be supported by viewers.
WTVI Central Piedmont will be supporting itself through a combination of grants, plus membership, fundraising, underwriting. So that is just another part of our overall television station operating budget.
She's hoping to attract new viewers and hopefully more members. The station now has about 7,000 members, down from a peak of about 20,000 just a few years ago. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.